Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, June 2nd. Thank you guys so much for being here as we get things started, get this week going. I don't know how it was for you on your side of town, but I hit rain this morning.
Yeah.
Lots of rain this morning. But as soon as I got to the station here in the southwest part of town, it completely stopped. But I guess I was in my own little cocoon this weekend, never looked at a weather report. So when I pulled out of my garage and my windshield wipers started going off, I was like, what? What? We're getting rain? What's going on? I was not expecting that after the beautiful weather this weekend.
Wait, your car automatically, the windshield wipers will go on?
There's a detection thing that you can turn on and off, and I usually keep it off because I don't like being surprised by that. But yeah, if it detects raindrops on your windshield, it'll start wiping them off. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, so That's a cool feature.
It's pretty cool, except like if you're driving behind a car who decides they want to clean their windshield and you get a couple of like random drops on yours, then it'll do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I usually keep it off. I don't know why it was on this morning, but
that is funny.
Yeah, hopefully that just passes through and I actually like the rain, so I'm not gonna lie.
It's like I like the rain when it's like this, but when it's pouring rain and people don't know how to drive, I'm just like, oh boy, embrace for impact. Yeah, and stuff like that.
That's when it gets a little tricky out there. But back from the weekend, how was your weekend?
Oh my God, I had such a fun weekend. I celebrated James's birthday on Friday and Saturday. Friday we went to the Aces game. Incredible game. I mean, the ladies won against the LA Sparks, and it was so hard to see Kelsey Plum on that side, but it was like, you know, the business is the business. But
yes,
I just think that our Las Vegas Aces, there's really something special about that team. And Asia Wilson, she's just so focused, and the way she plays the game, it's really inspiring to watch.
She is so locked in and such a such an amazing player. This team is so lucky that we have her on our team. Mm-hmm. And I just, there's so many other elements to the team too. I love the other players. Kia Stokes, she's someone who I've gotten to know just because she goes to all the Vegas Thrill games, like every single Vegas Thrill game, she is sitting there. And she is like the nicest person. Like we have a really great team. There's a few that we lost last season that I'm really going to miss. Yeah. But yeah, and then I watched I didn't watch the one on Friday night, but I watched yesterday's game against Seattle, and that was a good game. We got a big win there. So that was last time we played them, they destroyed us. So yeah, it was good to see that. Yeah.
And then the Kendrick Lamar and SZA concert on Saturday. I told you on Friday I didn't know if I was going because I was kind of waiting on tickets here, and then if we had to buy some last minute, that was fine. Well, after the show, someone from our promotions department said, "Steph, I have extra tickets. Do you want to go?" I'm like, absolutely.
Yes.
So we were all the way up. We were in the nosebleeds, and I'm like, that's okay, I'll take anything.
Got in the building.
Yes, we're in the building, right? So I was a little afraid that we weren't gonna enjoy much, like if the sound was gonna be off or we weren't able to see much, but I was so surprised. In our section all the way at the top, we saw everything so well. The audio was amazing. SZA just crushed it. And then Kendrick, that's like my second time seeing him live. But Kendrick, oh my God, he was incredible. I just loved it.
Yeah, it was a good show. We were out there too. And I was really looking forward to seeing the two of them together and the mixture and the duets and the surprise guest Doja Cat just showing up on stage. And
yes.
We're watching and I see this girl popping out from underneath the stage and I'm like, there's no way. We knew the playlist because before every concert, my daughters create a playlist for the family. So you know what songs are coming up, what order, and you can listen to them, get more familiar with the songs if there's any you don't know. And I saw the Doja Cat duet on there and I'm like, it didn't even occur to me that she would show up.
Same.
So when I was like, oh my gosh, look at her. That was so cool.
Yeah. And then other than that, just spent time with some friends and it was a really fun weekend. I'm ready to be back and I can't believe it's June.
I know. Here we are. It's summertime, basically. I mean, maybe the calendar doesn't say it yet, but we are basically in the midst of summer. And so, yeah, it's definitely one of those things where I'm like, this year is almost halfway over. What is going on?
So, how else was your weekend?
It was good. We ran out of town on Friday. Right after the show, we drove to LA, went to see my Yankees play my husband's Dodgers. And it was a good time. We had a really nice time at the game and then drove back first thing Saturday morning so we could go to the show on Saturday night. And yesterday, we were all so exhausted.
Yeah.
We did not leave the house. So we just laid around all day and just caught up on our rest because it was kind of a whirlwind, but it was a really good weekend. And like you, just excited to be back at it, ready to go. So let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Come to My Window by Melissa Etheridge?
Come to my window. Crawl inside. Wait by the light of the moon.
Do you want to hear Summer Girls by LFO?
Kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's right when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
Or do you want to hear Be With You by Enrique Iglesias? Those are your choices. Let's kick off the show on a good note. Get your votes in right now. You can vote on X or Threads. Tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever like got caught up in the hype of something and then regretted it halfway through it? I went to H Mart a couple weekends ago and we got a bunch of like snacks and I totally forgot that I got these popsicles. Like we were walking around and I kept seeing everyone with these bright green melon popsicles. Have you seen those before?
What are they called, the brand?
I don't remember, but I just kept seeing people walking around eating them. Like, are you guys buying them and then eating them? Are you like taking them out of the box in the store and then paying for them after the fact. I just saw everyone eating them there. It was really weird.
Are they Milona's? Like they look like a big cube?
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
The honeydew. Yes, those are so good.
So, well, naturally I had to get one. I kept seeing everyone eating them. And because, you know, if it's a food trend and I didn't join in, did it even happen? So cue to last night. I remember I have them. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never tried those popsicles. So I go in the freezer and I get one. And yes, they are delicious. But then right as I am living my popsicle fantasies, I'm reminded why I never eat them. That moment when the wooden stick scrapes your teeth. Instant regret. Yeah. My entire soul left my body. I don't care how good the popsicle is. I cannot get past that splintery in the mouth feeling. I would rather eat soup in a sweater in July. It was so bad. It's like, that sensation gets me every time. Is there like a random sensation that absolutely makes your skin crawl? Like, you know, chalk on a chalkboard or a tag in your shirt or the sound of styrofoam. Does anyone have that with the sensation? 702-364-9400. I don't know if I can have any more of them. I just can't. Even talking about it is making my jaw lock up. I just can't stand that sensation.
I know what you mean with the popsicles. And it's just what maybe you just eat all the way down to the, and without the wooden stick, you waste the rest.
I don't know. It was delicious. But yeah, I just can't do it. Do you have a sensation like that? That just ruins your whole experience.
Oh man, it happened at the Aces game, and I hate to do this, but I love our basketball team. But it's the sound of sneakers on the court. Yes. Oh, I can't take it. And I think because I have such sensitive hearing that I just try to block out the noise. But what I love about the WNBA is like they actually play music during the action. So that kind of helps. But forget it. If I'm going to an NBA game or even when James is watching the playoffs, I'm like, oh, turn down the TV. The sneakers are so annoying.
That is, I never thought of that. And I usually tune that out. But now that you mention it, I'm going to start hearing it again. It's so annoying.
It can get very distracting to me.
Yes, we're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This text says, cotton balls. Anyone else feel like they're chewing on sandpaper if they even touch one?
Oh, like in their mouth?
Or just in general, maybe just touching them. Like, okay. This one says wet socks. Honestly, just cancel the rest of my day.
Wet socks in the kitchen are the worst.
You just step on a little drop of water and your entire sock is ruined.
Exactly.
Sand stuck in my swimsuit. I hate going to the beach because I hate the feel of sand in my bikini bottom.
Or when you have to go to the bathroom and you have a wet swimsuit on.
Oh, that's like impossible. That's like trying to take a sports bra off and not being able to get it off because you're so sweaty.
Yes.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hello, and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It is Monday. It's June 2nd. Welcome back to the week. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. Some little scattered showers this morning to get things going. I like it because it keeps all the dirt down and it's not so dusty out there.
Oh, you know? I didn't even think about that.
I always find the silver lining to some of those clouds. How you doing?
I'm good. A great weekend as well. And yesterday it was just recovery for me. And I was scrolling through social media, just doom scrolling because that's what I love to do, just to relax. And there was this video that came up on my timeline where I was like, what is this mom doing? In the caption, she has her, and what are those called? Those breast milk pumpers that kind of do it automatically?
Yeah, just a breast pump.
Yeah, she was breast pumping and also doing, she was also filling a coffee cup at the same time. And what caught my attention was on the video, it said, when my husband tells me he's starting to feel a little sick, and she's making his cup of coffee, and all of a sudden, she gets her breast milk and pours some into his coffee without him knowing.
Oh, that's, she's using it as creamer.
Yes, she's using the milk as her breast milk as creamer, but also adding regular creamer too, because I think the way that it looks, it doesn't look the same. So she's mixing it in. And I'm like, oh my God, is it because the breast milk has like nutrients and vitamins that she thinks that he's lacking? So she's sneaking it into his coffee. Like, that's kind of brilliant, but also kind of nasty at the same time.
Well, I mean, I feel like she should possibly let him know that she wanted to do that. Like, hey, you know, there are a lot of benefits of drinking breast milk. This may help you get over your sickness. I'm going to put some in your coffee. But to just kind of like throw it in there is kind of sneaky.
And I mean, if you do that to Matt, do you think that he would get upset, or is that something where he'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, put some breast milk in there?
Well, I think, I don't think he would get upset if he knew about it and he agreed to it, you know? I think he'd be fine with it. But have you ever done that where you like did something sneaky to your family or your spouse? Or, I mean, I remember I found this brownie recipe once that had spinach in it. And I was like, oh, this will be a great way for the girls to get some nutrients, is we'll put spinach in it. And
no,
right away,
kidding,
they noticed it. They're like, what is in this? And I was like, okay, that didn't work. But I do remember once I did kind of trick them. There's a restaurant over at Resorts World called Crossroads Kitchen, and I had been wanting to go there forever, but I knew it was a vegan and vegetarian restaurant. And so if I sold it to the family, like, hey, guys want to go to a vegetarian restaurant? They would all be like, nah. So I didn't tell them. I was just
That's
like,
funny.
Hey, we're going to go check out this new restaurant at Resorts World. They're like, cool. They go, we had the best meal ever. It was amazing. Everyone's like, this food is so good. Oh my gosh. And I knew someone that worked there, and she came to the table. She's talking and she's like, yeah, that's not real meat. That's actually a meat substitute. And then they all started looking at each other. I'm like, yeah, this is like a vegetarian place. And they were all just like in shock, but they still loved it. It was so funny.
They had no idea, because it tastes probably the same or even better.
Better. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was so good. So I guess I was a little sneaky on that end, but I didn't put anything in their food.
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of crosses the line, Mom.
Yeah. Unless he said it before and he's like, oh, I'll never try this. He goes, well, I'll show you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If he's done it before and she's like, yeah, just put a little bit of this in there, then that's fine. But I don't know. Something like that. I remember seeing a story about a mom who made breast milk popsicles for her whole family. And they would eat these popsicles made out of breast milk.
Did they know it was?
Yeah, they knew. Oh, they knew. That, but that, still, I was just like, that would not be the flavor I go for.
Yeah, I'm thinking like she has like a potluck and she's like, oh yeah, try my homemade popsicle.
Yeah,
that doesn't
for
tell
sure.
anybody.
We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. You want to be here at 7:30. We have your tickets to check out comedian Morgan Jay. It's the Goofy Guy Tour coming to the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. We've got those tickets on the way at 7 o'clock. Another round of Beat Mercedes. We are up to an $1,150 diamond pendant courtesy of Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. If you can guess the song faster than I can, song and artist, when you do that, that is yours. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. A Post Malone and Jelly Roll concert in Toronto took a wild turn. Let's just say one fan got a lot more than she bargained for. We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Post Malone and Jelly Roll are trending this morning. They are on tour together, and they were just here in Vegas a couple of weeks ago. One of their shows last week, though, really started off with a bang. Luckily, the person involved seems to be okay. So I guess a firework from the stage hit a fan in the head in Toronto. And like I said, luckily the fan seems to be mostly okay. She did suffer some burns on her scalp. The wildest part about it was the fan was filming Jelly singing Save Me, and you hear the lyrics. It was right at this part of the song where it happened. I'm so damaged beyond repair. And then boom, the firework hits her in the head. You can actually see it in the video. That was when a flying projectile hit hit the fan in the head, and her hair starts to smoke.
Oh,
she I don't know if you saw the video. She posted later from a hospital bed with the caption, "Ouch, I have a burn now. It hurts." And what's crazy is that apparently this is not the first time that this has happened to a fan at a Post Malone show. It made the local news, and then another woman commented about having pieces of firework go down the back of her jacket at the previous show. So it might be time to do away with these fireworks. And I saw on the video how it happened. And they had this at the Kendrick Lamar SZA concert too, where it's like a wall of like fire, like
yes,
sprinkling down. That's when it happened. All this stuff started sprinkling down and it hit her right in the head. So I don't know, maybe we bring back the explosives a little bit, boys.
Oh my God. So I'm watching the video of the girl filming herself. And you know, when people film themselves at the concert, it's of her. And then in the background, it's of Jelly Roll and Post Malone. I think it's just of Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
And then you see the firework hit her head and like smoke is coming out of her whole head.
And I guess it almost hit Jelly Roll too. Like people went back and watched the film and he like barely dodged it too. The comments were full of people though, hoping that Jelly and Posty would be in touch and either pay for her medical expenses or maybe hook her up with free tickets to a show. But if she does show up to a future show, keep your eyes open and keep your head covered. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes you can have some really interesting conversations with your Uber drivers. I think 9 times out of 10, they've all been really pleasant. I think I had that one where he was kind of having a rough day and I just was like, silence is going to be the best option here. But it sounds like you met an interesting driver over the weekend.
I did. I was actually left kind of shocked from what he said about Vegas, and he's from Buffalo, New York. And we noticed right away, because right when we get into the Uber, we're on our way to the Kendrick Lamar concert, and it's me, James, my friend Jody, and Alan. He's wearing Buffalo Bills basketball shorts, and we're like, oh, hey, you're from Buffalo. He goes, yeah, I just moved here from Buffalo about a year ago. I don't know if I like it here. So, of course, out of curiosity, I asked him, well, why don't you like it here? Because in my mind, I love it here. I'm from San Diego. I'm from the West Coast. I think Vegas is kind of an extension also of the West Coast. He goes, man, the people here, they're kind of soft. I'm like, sounds like a true East Coaster.
Compared to someone from New York?
Okay. Kind of soft. I'm like, really? Like, in what way? He goes, I just feel like they're a little soulless and they don't know how to speak up for themselves.
What?
I'm like,
where did this even come from?
I mean, well, now I'm trying to understand his experience, right? Because obviously we all have different perspectives and ways of life. So I'm like, so what have you been doing while living in Las Vegas? And he's like, well, I've just been Uber driving, and I Uber drive for about 10 hours a day. So me thinking, like trying to put myself in his perspective, he meets a lot of people of the night. Like ladies of the night. He says he picks a lot of strippers up. He meets a lot of people.
Which, by strippers and ladies of the night, two different things. just want to like clarify that.
Yes, so I should say ladies of the night, comma, strippers.
Okay, gotcha,
comma,
gotcha.
And just other people that are random walks of life. So I'm just trying to understand him. And he's just like, yeah, the culture here is just really different. So to add that, my friend Jody's like, you know what? I've heard that from a lot of people from the East Coast. Jody's studying to be a doctor, and she goes, yeah, a lot of my doctor friends say that the people on the East Coast, they say that Vegas doctors are soft as well.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, what is this reputation that we have in all these different cultures and communities and industries? Because, I mean, I get it. Yeah, maybe we're a little bit not as blunt or direct as East Coasters, but I feel a little offended.
Well, I don't think we're soft. I think we're just not interested in being miserable for sport like East Coasters can be. That's an East Coast specialty sometimes. And look, I have a lot of friends that live on the East Coast. So, and not, I'd say 80% of them are generally happy people. But like, if we're soft, really, you try walking around in 117 degree heat for sport. Like,
that's yes.
How soft are we, really? You guys complain the second it goes over 90. 90 degrees. Hey, yeah, I'd say you're the soft ones here.
But like if people that are listening that are from the East Coast, like, do you guys think this is true? Are we soft? Are we just not as maybe quote unquote thick skinned as people might say we are? And then just thinking about my time in Connecticut, I know I was only there for 8 months, but doing radio there and the people that I worked with, they were pretty blunt and direct. And I had to kind of figure out how to, speak to people and understand like where they're coming from. But I will agree with you, Mercedes. They were miserable.
Well, and that's the thing. I think it's just a matter of bluntness as opposed to being soft. And maybe you're proving his point that you were offended by that. And maybe you are soft for that. But I just feel like, you know, if you want to talk tough, that's fine. But like, you know, try working 3 jobs. Fighting for a spot at the pool, dodging street magicians on the strip. Coast could never.
No, they couldn't. I'm sorry. You and your subways and you going to the Wall Street and maybe going up to the musicals and you just trying to be a starving artist. I get it. But man, don't come after us and here in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think we're soft, please. You think of... Think about the stuff you've seen on Fremont Street that would make their subway trip look like a spa day. Like it can be really traumatic.
Yes, it can.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, well, we have some new updates on Miley Cyrus. She's sharing some happy news about her family. She revealed in a recent interview that she and her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, they are back on good terms. So that's some good news
there.
That's
awesome.
I know it's been a rough road for them. After her parents' divorce, Miley admitted that she took on some of her mom's hurt during that whole situation, and now she's embracing her parents' individual happiness. Now, her mom, Tish Cyrus, is happily married to Dominic Purcell, and her dad, Billy Ray, is dating Elizabeth Hurley. So she said that she can love them both as individuals instead of as a parental pairing, and that she's being an adult about it. She even joked about how quickly public drama fades these days, saying something may seem really important for a couple of hours, but then there's a meme that goes viral, and then that becomes the next thing, which is so true. When your parents got a divorce, did you have a hard time with it as far as like if they started dating other people? Did that bother you, or were you okay with it?
Okay, so taking myself back to high school, I think I remember my mom started dating someone first, and when I met him, it was really weird just trying to be open. But honestly, as long as my mom was happy, and I could tell she was, that's what made the comfort for me. But I remember he spoke Spanish and there was a language barrier. So he could be talking all this stuff and I just
You had
didn't
no idea.
Know. Yeah.
That was really mature of you though, especially as a high schooler to think that way. Because I think a lot of people would have an issue with it. They'd have a hard time with it or at the very least just getting used to it. You know?
I think it would have been different if they lived with me or I lived with them. But I didn't. They had their own place. If it was as if, they're coming over or if I'm living with them, I have to learn their rules, I think I would have had a problem. I think that's where it was different.
And your parents, when they split up, they were still friends, right?
They were. They made it work to make sure that there was no awkwardness.
That's good.
And they also made sure that they both wanted it. It wasn't like someone was fighting for it and the other one was fighting. They were like on neutral grounds. Yes.
That's nice. Also this morning. So it's Monday and not many people look forward to today, but it turns out there is one reason to appreciate the first day of the week. We get more done. A new survey found that Monday is the most productive day of the week. One reason why: research has shown that we get the most sleep on Sunday nights. So we wake up feeling refreshed. I am like the opposite. I feel like I get the least amount of sleep on Sunday nights because I'm like so anticipating like, what do I have to do on Monday? What do I have to get done? You know?
Do you think that Mondays you do get the most done though out of the rest of the week?
I'd say I get an equal amount done. I think Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays are my most productive days. Thursdays and Fridays are starting
falling off ready for the weekend.
What about you?
My most productive days honestly depends on how much sleep I got the night before. Like if I feel like energized after the show and I'm ready to like take on the day, I'm the most productive. But if the night before I got barely any sleep, I'm like, I'm going straight to bed.
Yeah, I'm going right back to bed. All right. Finally, this morning, Haribo, they just issued a recall on some of their Happy Cola Fizz gummies in the Netherlands after tests revealed cannabis contamination.
No.
Yes, really. Several people, including kids, got dizzy and sick after snacking on them. Now, only the 1,000 gram bags with a specific code and best by date in January of 2026 are affected, and the company's offering refunds instead of returns. If you're outside the Netherlands, though, no need to panic. You're out of luck, depending on how you look at it, because your gummy stash is likely marijuana free.
No way. I mean, how does that even happen? Like, mixture at the company or the factory? It's like, oh, sorry, I actually mixed different gummies.
Well, I think that if this, you know, this happened in the Netherlands, they have a very, like, kind of open policy about, you know, the consumption there. So maybe that had something to do with it. But yeah, all the people outside the Netherlands are like, darn it, why didn't I get some of that?
I can't even imagine if my kid started feeling dizzy and was like, wait, did you get into one of our stashes? Yeah. Or did you eat something that you weren't supposed to?
We brought back a bunch of gummies when we went to the Netherlands last year for our friends. Haven't heard from a couple of them. Now I'm kind of wondering why.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Chanel, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yeah. Good morning.
How are you? I'm excited too, Chanel. How are you doing this Monday morning? Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. I'm very excited.
Let's do this. Let's get you an $1,150 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. All you have to do is guess the song and artist faster than I can do it. Monday mornings can be rough for some people, mm-hmm. So maybe this is going to be the day that I get beat. Are you ready to do it, Chanel?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, good luck. I am headed out. I know you can do this. We really want to give this away, so yes. I really hope you get it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mercedes. All right, she's leaving the studio. Chanel, the game works like this for Beat Mercedes. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you'll shout out, got it, we stop the clock. And within five seconds you say, got it, we got to say something, okay?
Got it.
All right, Chanel, the next sound you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead.
The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica.
Okay. Oh, okay. I love the confidence. Bring in Mercedes.
All right, Mertz.
All right, Chanel, I learned something about you off the air. You said you're a bus driver and you always listen. But now, what did you say?
I'm on summer break, so I was able to catch you guys.
Yay. All right. Well, have a happy summer break. Mercedes is back.
Hello.
Hello. You ready to do this?
Ready to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
The next sound you hear is a song. And that song starts now.
Got it. Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine.
Confidence.
Yes. I used to listen to that song on repeat. Like, that was one of my favorite songs.
Were you Brandy or were you Monica?
I was Brandy. I was Brandy.
You say Brandy's Monica. I love it. Okay, well, you stopped the clock pretty quick. 1.4 seconds.
Okay.
And of course, you're right. The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica. Well, Chanel was also good, too.
Okay.
She knew the song and she knew the artist correctly, but stopped the clock at 4.7 seconds.
Oh, Chanel, I'm sorry. This one was in my wheelhouse for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, if it's 90s, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Unless it's rock. Maybe. Oh. A little hint for you.
Oh.
A little hint for you.
Okay, maybe tomorrow.
As this diamond pendant gets bigger and bigger, but that means that we have a bigger diamond pendant. $1,175 is what it's worth now, and it could be yours tomorrow morning with Beat Mercedes. It's Mix 94.1. It's that me espresso. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, Monday morning. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. Anybody go see Kendrick Lamar and SZA this weekend? I think a lot of you did because the stadium was absolutely packed. We stood in the merch line I finally went and sat in my seat, and my poor husband sat in there. We were in the merch line for like an hour and a half.
Stop.
Yeah, like it took forever to get through that merch line.
By the time I got to the Kendrick, to Allegiant, there's a bus of merch, and they only had two shirts up left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that means that people are selling out their merch.
Yeah, we were in line when Mustard was on the stage, and then we missed his set, and then right when the show started, my husband came in like 2 minutes after that. So he was there for a long time.
Oh.
It was a great show. If you went, you know how much fun it was. But I do feel like we need to come up with some universal concert rules. I just feel like for the most part, everyone was well behaved. But should hand etiquette be a universal concert rule? So we went to the show. And there was this sweet family in front of us. It was a dad, a mom, and a son who was maybe 10 or 11. Aww. You could tell this was probably one of his first concerts he ever had been to. And you could tell he loved Kendrick Lamar. And
he's like rapping every lyric.
Yeah, they were super cute, adorable. Well, once the show started, dad decided he was like the third headliner. Every time I'd go to take a video of something, and mind you, I didn't take a lot of videos. I really wanted to kind of absorb the concert. But every time I'd put my phone up to take a video, this man would throw his hand up in the air and do that, I'm in a rap video kind of thing. Like he was like going along with the music.
Yep.
Like not a fist pump. Like his hand was out flat. He was like, yeah, right in my shot. Not for a minute, but literally every single song. And I get it. You are feeling the music. You want your kid to think you're cool. But sir, your hands, they're now the star of all my videos. I was so frustrated. Can we all agree at concerts, unless you are getting like drafted by Kendrick, let's like keep the hand motions below eye level. Like, I feel like if they're in front of you, that's fine. But way up here, it was just like, now you're in everyone's video behind you, you know?
I've been guilty of doing the hand thing. Arms all the way up and rapping and singing. And I think that it's only appropriate really to do it if the rapper or the singer is like, all right, everybody hands up and down and up. And I think that's when it's appropriate. But if you're the only person like in your section doing it, we got to be mindful.
I mean, I don't want to ruin anyone's good time. And he was feeling it, but it was every single song. And I was just like, every time I go to take a picture or video, like, boom, there's his hand. So I finally was like, I give up. I'm done. I'm just not going to even take any videos. But what other concert commandments should there be? Like, when you go to a concert, what do you think is just common sense concert etiquette that you don't see a lot of people do? 702-364-9400.
Oh, I need to add on to this list because this bothered me almost the entire show. And I wanted to say something, but I don't know if it was appropriate. So we were sitting in the 400 section. And first of all, I thought it was going to be one of those things where I couldn't see anything or the music was going to be a little bit off, but that wasn't the case. The visuals were great. The sound was amazing, right? But it was the people sitting in front of us. They get their lighter out and they start smoking a blunt.
Oh, man. There's a lot of that.
There was a lot of it, and you could smell it. And this was my first time being a victim to it directly. Because, of course, if you walk into these types of shows, I can understand that there's going to be people smoking. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's like, can't we do this before the concert or even after the concert? I'm not against the smoking weed part. It's the constant smoke in your face. And I was starting to get a headache from it to the point where I think other people complained and they got kicked out.
Oh, they did.
They got kicked out because they were no longer to be seen.
Wow. Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie has a comment kind of along that note. Hey, Carrie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. And I know I'm sure this happens all the time at concerts, but when it says no smoking, the devil's lettuce, can you not light it up in my area, please?
Where can they even go? But it's at the same time. Don't bring it in. Do it later.
It depends on the show. But there's some shows I expect it more than others. And that one, there was someone around us that was doing it. And I just kept looking like, where is this coming from? And why is no one like saying anything about it? And there was like quite a few kids in our section too. So I was like, here's a concert commandment from our text line at 702 702- 364-9400. This one says, thou shalt put away the homemade sign after the first verse. Oh, when someone has a sign and they put it up right in front of you.
Yeah.
That happened to me when we went and saw J-Hope. Like, one of the big things for BTS concerts is you bring signs and they do a whole section of the show when the artist is taking a break and they just show the signs in the crowd. And
oh, some like of them on the
are
screen.
Really funny. Yeah. But when it's not that time and you're just like, I can't see anything that's happening on stage right now because of your big sign.
Oh, that's so smart to do it during a certain time of the concert, not the entire time of the concert. Is that what their rule is?
Yes, exactly. This text came in and said, maybe put the phone down and enjoy the show. Yeah, I did. And I just wanted like a couple of pictures and video. It wasn't like that the entire time. So, sit down.
Yeah.
This one says, thou shalt use deodorant. Reapply if needed.
Oh my God. Yeah. People, we're super close to people. You can smell them.
Yeah. This one says, thou shalt sing, but not so loud. We think you're the headliner. I'm trying to think how loud I sing. I feel like I keep it. I want to hear the artist because I know I'm terrible, you know?
Oh, when I'm listening back to my videos, it is bad. I'm like, what? Can you kiss me more? It was like, oh, I'm not even going to post this. It's so bad.
Like, Sis is going to do way better than I do. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Junior, your caller 20.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm on here. Okay.
Are you ready to win a pair of tickets to check out comedian Morgan Jay, the Goofy Guy tour at the Palazzo Theater?
Yes. Oh my God.
Let's do it. We've got 10 questions for you. You've got 60 seconds to answer all 10 of them. If you do that, you are going to win. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's do this.
All right, Junior, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
The FIFA organization is dedicated to what sport?
Pass.
What household item serves as the mascot for Pixar?
Oh goodness, pass.
What bird moves its whole head because they can't move their eyeballs?
Oh, owl.
Yes, so what does SPF stand for in sunscreen?
Sun protection. Pass, sorry.
No, pass, okay. What is the world's smallest continent?
Continent. Ooh. This is hard.
Pass. What is the phobia called if you're afraid of spiders?
Arachnophobia.
Yes. Pacific Ring of Fire is associated with which geological activity?
Sun.
No. How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Pass.
I'm so sorry, Junior. That was tough. So those, I'm not gonna lie, those questions were really hard. And
yeah,
it literally is luck of the draw with what you get. The FIFA organization is dedicated to what sport? That would be soccer. The household item that serves as the mascot for Pixar, that's a lamp. SPF stands for sun protection factor. You almost had that one. The world's smallest continent, that's Australia. And the Pacific Ring of Fire is associated with which geological activity? Those are volcanoes. And a trapezoid has four sides. Oh,
that was tough.
All of these were really hard, Junior. Thanks for being such a good sport and trying. You know, you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out the Goofy Guy Tour, comedian Morgan Jay at the Venetian Resort. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, we talked about this on Friday late in the show, and if you missed it, Taylor Swift, she is back. Well, she bought back the master recordings of her first six albums. The singer announced the news on social media. She had a letter on her website calling the achievement a flashback sequence of all the time I daydreamed about, wished for, and pined away for a chance to get to tell this news. She confirmed that all of her work, her music, her videos, her art, and more now belongs to her. She thanked her friends, crediting their support of her re-recorded albums and the success of the Eras Tour for making the deal possible. We helped her get her masters back. We helped her buy them back, you guys.
We all shared. Even though I didn't go to any of the shows, I felt like I was a part of it because I was listening to all of her. Well, you know how she was still making money off of her Taylor's versions ones,
yes.
Right? So, I mean, on repeat, it's like, okay, we got to help our girl get more money. And then look at this.
Her purchase, yeah, it follows Scooter Braun buying her six catalogs 6 years earlier without her approval. And then that was sold to Shamrock Capital, who has now sold it to Taylor for around $360 million. She also said that she has not recorded Taylor's version of Reputation yet, which I think so many of us were so disappointed to hear. She said that she called it the one album she felt couldn't be improved upon, but she has confirmed that she did re-record Debut and she loves how it sounds. She ended her announcement by quoting her song Mine, "The best things that have ever been mine finally actually are."
The first thing that I did after the show on Friday was put the Reputation album on repeat because I am hoping that it has a resurgence. And I think it even broke some records. I think Reputation came back into the charts or something.
No, it's like all of her albums were in the top 10 on the Apple's iTunes charts. It's like I was just checking now to see if they're still on there. She is, let's see, these are songs.
Oh, yeah.
Albums, number one, Reputation. Debut is number three. 1989 is number six. Speak Now is number eight. Red is number nine. Yeah, she's, it's really cool to see her dominating
and
like
this. Seeing her post with all her album covers sitting down, I thought it was really special.
Yeah, we're really happy for her. Also this morning, do you ever feel like a trip to the vet for your dog or your cat is costing you a whole lot more than it used to? Well, you're not imagining it. The cost of veterinary care in the U.S. has soared more than 60% since 2014. That's according to a new study. It found that more than half of pet owners have actually skipped necessary pet care in the last year or declined recommended treatment, mostly because of the cost.
Mm-hmm. We were there. We did that with Momo. James was like, let's just not worry about his exam this year and then maybe push it off towards the end. But then Momo started getting an ear infection. I was like, we got to go to the vet. He goes, it's way too expensive. And he was trying to do stuff on YouTube and home remedies.
No.
So I found a good vet. They're very affordable, but it's a lot of money. And it's like, of course we're going to take care of our pets. So that's why they're probably like, raising those prices.
Yeah, they're like, you call me your best friend and yet you won't take me to the doctor. I'm not feeling good. What are you doing here?
I'm like itching and I'm uncomfortable. Like, take me to the vet now.
Finally this morning, have you ever gotten a little tipsy and put jalapenos in your glass of white wine instead of your spicy margarita? Well, if you're having both wine and margaritas, I'm sure you definitely have. But there is a trend that's going viral on social media right now where people are putting jalapenos in their white wine. Specifically, it's a chilled glass of Sauvignon Blanc with frozen jalapenos in it. Now, people say it's, quote, divine, refreshing, light, with a little bit of spice. And you'd think that the snobby, like, wine experts would freak out about doing something like this, but a lot of them are actually on board. And it's because of science. Experts say that it's because the wine has organic compounds called pyrazines, which are also found in bell peppers and jalapenos. Sauvignon Blanc can have citrusy characteristics, and some even say it smells green and peppery. So the two complement each other very, very well.
What do you think about this?
I would try that. I like spicy margaritas, so I think I would enjoy that. What about you?
I think that the white wine, I'm not a huge fan of, But I would like to try jalapenos in white wine because it makes it feel like it's both a margarita and a wine at the same time.
Yeah, but it seems a little lighter than the margarita, you know?
True.
I mean, either way, if you've had enough wine or, you know, margaritas, you'll pretty much put anything in it. It doesn't even matter, right?
Right.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know that feeling when you walk into a stadium and everyone is in blue? And you're basically a walking billboard for the enemy. That was me this weekend. Friday, our whole family drove down to LA to check out the Yankees and the Dodgers game. And it was really fun. My husband was wearing Dodgers. My oldest daughter was wearing Dodgers. And then me and my youngest were both wearing Yankees. You know,
nice.
It was a family thing. So here I am rocking Yankees gear in the middle of Dodger Stadium. And leading up to it, I had people warning me all week, like, be careful. I think you were one of them too, actually. You were like, Dodger fans are the worst. Someone's like, they're going to throw hot dogs at you. Just wait. Someone's going to start a fight with you. So I was a little nervous walking into Dodger Stadium wearing my Yankee stuff.
I think one of the things that it was off the air, I remember, because a listener came in and they were Padres fans. And then the mom was a Padres fan. And the dad is a Dodgers fan. I'm like, oh my God, that rivalry, the Dodgers fans, they're no joke, at least to the Padres fans. So that's why I was warning you, just in case. I know the rivalry is tough with the World Series last year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was mentally like rehearsing comebacks. I was bracing for trash talk. I was even kind of plotting my escape route. Like, okay, if something happens, how am I going to get out of here fast?
Trade off different shirts.
Yeah, but then nothing, not a single nasty comment, not even a snarky Dodger fan yelling from the cheap seats. The only reaction I got from people were Yankee fans giving me like high fives or fist bumps and being like, let's go.
I love
like
that.
Like when we were in some underground resistance movement. I was like really pleasantly surprised. And maybe it's because I had two Dodger fans with me. So they're like, oh, she's got some protection or something like that. I don't know if Matt was my personal security guard because he was in Dodger blue. But are there enemy stadiums are those horror stories just a myth? Have you gone into enemy territory before and been harassed or something happened to you? Or was it all just a warning for nothing? You were fine. Have you ever worn your team's colors into enemy turf? And what happened? Did you get heckled? Did you get threatened? Did you make a friend in line for beer? Or is the rivalry real? Or is it all just sports legend? 702-364-9400. I couldn't believe it. Not one negative comment.
You know what? I want to go to actually you, Ramon, because you are a big sports fan and a huge Raiders fan. Have you ever felt threatened by like the opposite or opposing team before?
Over at Allegiant Stadium because...
Or even like
there's
traveling.
More visitors.
No, most of those are just stories, like you said. I've been to away games in Tennessee and Houston and stuff like that. Most of them are just horror stories.
Didn't you tell me that there was a Raiders Cowboys game and you got into it with a Cowboys fan?
That's because it's a Cowboys fan, though. Yeah, it did. And it wasn't even, it was a Raiders Chargers game, and it was against a Cowboys fan.
Wait, what?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I was like, man, you're not even, what are you even doing here? Leave me alone.
So was he harassing you, or what was he saying to you that made you upset?
Well, they were throwing shirts. You know, the cannon or whatever.
Yeah.
I caught one. He was like, oh, bro, I was going to catch it and piss on it. And I was just like, what? What was the point of that comment?
And why are you even here? Because your Cowboys suck so bad you have to go to a Raiders game? Or like, what's going on?
But yeah, I was also at Dodger Stadium recently with my Cubs gear, and it was perfectly fine.
No issues.
No issues.
I think, Steph, you made a comment, like you said, like Dodger fans are the worst. They were so nice.
Were they?
They were so nice. Is it just maybe because you're a Padres fan?
Yeah, I would say the exception would be like super rivalry, like Raiders and Chiefs. That would probably be a big, you know, going to the Chiefs Arrowhead. That would probably be, you know, a big confrontation.
I do remember, though, there was one year. Actually, it was my first ever home game ever when it was still the San Diego Chargers at Qualcomm Stadium. I was 8 years old, and it was a home game, but the Raiders were playing against us. And we were in like the away team territory because we were in a sea of Raiders fans. I'm this little 8-year-old in a Chargers gear, and then I'm with my mom, And why am I the one trash talking to the Raiders fans at 8 years old? Like, oh, Raiders, you suck.
But I am not a big trash talker when it comes to like sports. I don't like, we would go to the Golden Knights games, and for some reason, we're always sitting around teams from the opposing team that are coming here to visit. And I never say anything mean. If anything, I'm like nice to them because I want them to think that we're nice hosts, you know what I mean?
I think it's so funny though. It's not like the trash talking where people are getting into fights. Like, those are dumb. Like, please, this is sports, you guys. But when it's like, you know, ah, yeah, you didn't get that catch or whatever. I think that is fun, and the camaraderie of going to sports games for me.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry had an incident. Sherry, what happened to you?
Well, I've been to 2 away games for the Steelers. I'm a Steelers fan, one in Arizona and one here in Allegiant. And both times, you know, Steelers fans show up in big numbers. And it was all good-natured, ribbing back and forth until the other team was losing. And then it could get a little nasty.
Really? Was it all just trash-talking, or did it get actually physical?
No, it didn't get physical. It was here. It was my best friend that bought the tickets for us for my birthday. She's a Raiders fan, and she often went to games, so she knew most of the people around us. But they were just like glaring and just got a turn nasty talk.
Yeah, oh, that sucks. I hate when it turns nasty. It's like at the end of the day, we're just rooting for like teams trying to get the ball. Like,
yeah.
Why does it come down to that? But coming up next, though, I got to tell you what happened to Matt when we went to the game. He almost got kicked out of the stadium.
What?
And he's a Dodger fan, and he almost got kicked out. And I think he's on a list now.
No.
You know how there's like a no-fly list? I think there's like a list with his name on it because of something that he did at the game. Oh. I'll tell you what happened coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. No,
no, no.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You ever think that you're going to have a nice, normal night at the ballpark and suddenly you are one wardrobe malfunction away from appearing on TMZ? That was us on Friday night.
Oh, no.
We went to the Yankees-Dodgers game on Friday night at Dodger Stadium, LA, drove down there. And so here's the scene. We get to the hotel, we check in, and Matt's got some options here. He's wearing his Dodgers gear. And he wore a Dodger shirt driving there, which he had on. And then he also had this brand new undefeated, which is a brand, this undefeated Dodger shirt that he had bought, and he had packed that. So he's like, which one do you think I should wear? Should I just keep this on, or should I wear this undefeated one? And I was like, I don't know. You know, which one do you like better? And he's like, I'm going to wear the undefeated one. So all I see on the front, it says undefeated, and it's like in Dodgers logo, and then it has the undefeated like symbol, like mm-hmm. the hash marks stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't even really like look at the back of it. I didn't know what was on there. So, you know, that's it. We go. Fast forward to Dodger Stadium. We're walking in. We're all smiles, looking around. I finally see it. He's in front of me, and there's this massive lettering on the back. And it says, we don't give a F. And it's spelled out.
Wait, like every single letter is spelled out? There's no like asterisk?
The U is being held up by like a guy, and it's in a different font. And I guess it's a Kike Hernandez quote. I guess he said it last year or something. Hold on. Matt's on the phone. Hi.
First of all, just to let everybody know, it's totally my fault. The other t-shirt was an undefeated t-shirt too, but I wore it because Kike was playing third base on Friday night. So I'm like, hey, let's roll with this. And sadly, the little U, it's a little U, is a character for undefeated. It's their undefeated little guy.
Oh.
And it literally spells out the F word. And oh my God, before they even rung up my tickets, they're all over me.
He's
like flies on, you know what?
He gets surrounded. When we walk in, surrounded. And me and the girl's like, what's happening? I mean, the security just descended on him. And there's like three security guards and there's like radios.
What?
And I'm like, what is happening?
Like a full-on raid.
Yeah. And they're like, sir, I'm going to need you to step aside. So we're all watching like, what's going on? And I go, it's his shirt. It's his shirt. And they didn't just tell you to change, Matt. They basically set up a sting operation on you.
Oh, yeah. The guy came up to me and he's like, hey, yeah, that's really not going to work here. And I said, oh, no, no problem. I said, we plan to go shopping, and there's your store right there. I said, I'll get something. And he's like, well, I'm going to need to see your driver's license. And, again, I'm not here to cause a scene. I just want to have a good time, and it's totally my fault. I'm like, okay, here's my driver's license. Next thing, he pulls out this card and starts writing a citation on me, and I'm like, what did I do?
He got cited at a Dodgers game for wearing a shirt that had a bad word on it. And not just that, but I think I had never been more mortified. I was like, oh my gosh, all I want is a Dodger dog and like a good seat. And we're standing here wondering if we're going to be like the band from Dodger Stadium for an aggressive font, you know? And so we're just like, but then they asked to see his tickets because they were going to keep an eye on him for the whole game.
So to make sure that he changed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Matt. So what did you do?
So we went into the store, and we started looking for something in a panic because I wanted a specific jersey, and we found one. And I literally put this thing on with the tags on. I'm wandering around the store trying to find the guy that's got my ID because I definitely want my ID back.
Right.
He's wandered off 100 yards away, so breaker, they get on their little spy radios, and he comes over, and I said, hey, can I get a picture with you? And the girl that works the Dodger store, she's laughing at me, so that's not a real undefeated t-shirt. I'm like, get it. I said, look at the tag. She didn't even believe, she thought I was wearing some knockoff t-shirt.
Oh my, no, but I have to give credit to Matt, because your outfits, Matt, when you either go to a Golden Knights game or an Aces game or any type of game, you're truly decked out in awesome stuff. So I need to see a picture.
I sent you a picture of the shirt, and then I sent you a picture with Matt and the security guard who stopped him right afterward. He's like, can I get a picture with you?
Okay, I'm looking at the shirt and the shoes, always on, you know, your sneakers are always the best, Matt. But
thank
the
you.
Picture of you with the security guard is so iconic. The security guard is smiling and he's holding up your citation in the picture.
He's like, yeah, this guy.
But
Here's the kicker. If you look at the picture, I'm still holding the hanger. I haven't even bought
this
shirt yet.
It was so embarrassing. So the entire game, I'm sitting there with my head over my shoulder, looking behind us to see, like, are they here watching to make sure that he didn't take off his jersey that he just bought?
Oh, Matt, I love you for this.
The security guard on the other side of the store, the exit side of the store where I got something to cover up, we're walking out, and he's like, oh, you're that guy.
He's like, yeah, you're the one with the F word on his shirt. We're like, yep, that's us. That's us. So
Matt is famous at the Dodger Stadium now.
Yeah, for the wrong reasons.
Oh, you're the guy with the F word shirt. Nice to meet you, Matt.
I don't know if
he's
Hernandez. We're going to be blacklisted from Dodger Stadium. Well, you're going to be blacklisted from Dodger Stadium now. So.
Right.
All right. Love you. Talk to you later.
Oh, my God. Matt is too funny.
It's like going places with him is like being on a Netflix comedy. There's always some sort of chaos following us.
And that's what makes good radio in your life.
Exactly. All right. Let's do this. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. And we have your tickets right now to check out Broadway's Rock of Ages band live on the lawn at Virgin Hotels. This is going to be a night filled with your favorite rock hits. You are going to have a blast, and we want to get you these tickets right now. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up. You get to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey there, Scott. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Well, I sure am.
Let's do this. We've got you tickets to check out Broadway's Rock of Ages band live on the lawn at the Virgin Hotels. It's going to be so much fun. And we just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Euro Trip, excellent choice, Wheel Life, On the Side, Please, or I Spy?
How about excellent choice?
Okay, National Egg Day is tomorrow. These are all foods and drinks that start with the letter E, okay?
Okay.
All right, foods and drinks that start with the letter E. We just have to get six in 60 seconds. Let's do this. You ready?
Yes.
All right, Scott and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for heads up starts now.
You might offer a shot of this at Starbucks. Sabrina Carpenter sings about it.
Espresso.
Yes. This is snails served as a delicacy.
Escargot.
Yes. Red Bull, Monster are all types of these.
Energy drinks.
Yes. This is a Mexican dish. It's a rolled corn tortilla with either cheese inside or chicken.
Enchilada.
Yes. This is, these are like grilled soybeans that you eat.
Edamame.
Yes. This is a purple vegetable.
Eggplant.
Yes. Nice. Wow, Scott, you are on it. Nice job. Congratulations. Just got those tickets to check out Broadway's Rock of Ages band live on the lawn at Virgin Hotels. It's happening on June 20th. I can't believe we're already in June. It's crazy. And we'll have these tickets for you all week long. Make sure you're listening right around 8:20 for Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, the Sphere here in Las Vegas, it costs $2.3 billion to make. So you would think like tech issues would not be an issue. Well, you'd be wrong, because during Kenny Chesney's show, all of the sound and visuals went out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it didn't keep fans and Kenny from having fun with it. So they go out and he tells the crowd, like, shh, be quiet. He's just mimicking, like, no one can hear him. So he's putting his finger in front of his mouth. Shh. And they all get quiet. And then he starts singing. And he led everyone in a sing-along of Living in Fast Forward, which, if you watch the video, it was pretty cool, because to think about that crowd and the size of that place and trying to get them to understand what you are trying to do here, it was a pretty remarkable feat. I have to give the guy credit for that.
I did watch a little bit of the video, and I'm seeing first this starts with the video of him realizing that the mic is out, and as he's talking, he can't hear himself. So he takes out his earbuds, and he's looking around, and it's as if, you know, in the movie Selena, when J-Lo plays Selena and she's telling everyone to calm down and she controls the audience. It felt like that when I was watching Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, it was, that place is massive. I've never been in there, but just from the videos I've seen, I don't know how he was able to get them to do that, but it was pretty cool, and hopefully no more tech issues for Kenny while he's there. Speaking of music, BTS Army, you're in for a treat. BTS is gearing up for their Festa to celebrate their 12th anniversary, and they have finally released details on this exclusive event. So this year, the in-person celebration, it's happening on June 13th in South Korea and 14th in South Korea. It's open to all their fans from all around the world. The announcement says that festivities are going to include interactive activities, a Festa-themed game zone, a voice zone featuring messages from the BTS members, plus a bunch of online events like the yearly BTS Live. Now, it's still a mystery if any of the members will actually perform or appear, but last year's Festa, Jin made his big return from his mandatory army enlistment. So we'll have to see what this year's Festa holds for us.
Wait, so you're telling me they still had Festa last year, even though all of the members were in the military still?
Yeah, yeah. But Jin was out at that point, so he made an appearance then. But this year, so Jin and J-Hope are out, and he was RM, V, Jimin, and Jungkook are all going to get released this month. And then Suga, he's I think June 21st. But yeah, it's like the countdown is on.
How are you feeling as an
army? I'm excited. Yeah. We survived. Like, I think about like how I remember they had this live where they announced what was going to happen, and everyone was crying, and it was just like, oh my gosh, 2025 is never going to be here, and here it is. So
yeah.
So RM&B get out on the 10th, and then Jimin and Jungkook on the 11th, and then Suga on the 21st.
Oh, so Suga would be the only one missing if they were to make an appearance.
Yeah.
I mean...
Unless they let him do something. He's enlisted under social service. So he didn't go into the military branch. He did social service instead because he has a shoulder injury.
Oh, no.
Why do I know all this? I do. But anyway, yeah. So that's what's going on.
Well, no, but you're keeping us informed because honestly, the BTS info that I get is from you. Thank you for letting me know about Suga.
Anytime, you let me know. All right, finally this morning, Netflix, they held their annual To Dumb event over the weekend. And it was quite the event. They announced premiere dates, released trailers for several upcoming movies and shows. And some of the highlights include the fifth and final season of Stranger Things. They are going to roll out in three parts. I'm not happy about this.
Ah, three different parts.
Yeah. So on November 26th, they're going to release episodes on Christmas Day. And then on New Year's Eve, that's going to be it.
I don't know if I even remember how the last season of Stranger Things ended.
That Do was you remember? Vecna. Ramon, did you watch Stranger Things?
Of course.
Vecna is like the downfall of or did he escape?
No, Vecna was the main villain, right?
Yeah.
He escaped.
Yeah,
we gotta watch a recap.
Yeah, exactly.
And for them to come out in three different parts, like, how do you feel about that, Ramon?
Oh, that's super duper uber lame.
Yeah. Like, why would they do that? I don't like when shows give you like a week to week release. Like, give it all to us now.
That's the new thing now, right? Parts.
I know. Have you guys watched The Studio on Apple TV?
Oh, with Seth Rogen?
Oh my gosh.
No, it's on my list though.
That show is hilarious. You have to watch
it. What's it about?
It's about a movie studio and like the real actors are in there playing themselves in it. Like it's hilarious. We just finished it last night. And they ended, the finale was a two-part CinemaCon episode where the studio comes here for CinemaCon and they're releasing their movies and the things that happen. It is like, it is such a good show. You gotta watch it.
Does Seth Rogen produce it as well? Like, does he write?
Yeah, he's
stuff?
Part of it.
Oh,
so
then it'll be funny.
It's really funny. Also, just on that Netflix To Dumb thing, speaking of finales, season three of Squid Game hits Netflix on the 27th of this month. They play the first 6 minutes of Wednesday season two. That comes out in two parts. August 6th and September 3rd, and then a new Happy Gilmore 2 trailer drop. That movie premieres on January 25th, and that is what's going on. Coming up next, we have Jerk or Justified. Is this girl the worst sister ever, or is she just eco-friendly? We're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. We love when you guys send us your scenarios, and you can do that anytime. Send us an email, send us a DM. You can reach us through our website, mix941.fm. Okay, this one is from Anonymous. She says, "Hi guys, I'm hoping you can settle something for me. My older sister got married 3 years ago and had this beautiful custom wedding dress made. She moved out of state last year, but her dress has been sitting in a closet at my mom's house ever since. Well, my fiance and I decided to elope last weekend. It was super last minute, nothing fancy, just us, a witness, and someone to officiate. Here's where it gets tricky. I didn't have a wedding dress, and nothing in my closet felt special enough. So I went over to my mom's, tried on my sister's dress just for fun, and honestly, I looked amazing. I figured, why not? She's not using it. So I wore her dress for my elopement. I didn't get it dirty, I didn't damage it, and I brought it right back to my mom's closet the next day, but now my sister found out. Thanks, Instagram. And she's furious. She says I ruined the memories of her wedding and crossed a line by not asking first. She says it's disrespectful, and now my mom is mad too. I don't really think it's a big deal. It's just a dress, and it was just sitting there. Was I a jerk for borrowing her wedding dress without asking, or was I justified since it wasn't being used and nothing happened to it? curious as to what everyone thinks. Signed, anonymous, and then she writes, and apparently public enemy number one in my family.
Oh, no.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. What's your take?
Okay. So I think that you could have worn the dress, but you didn't ask, and that's why you're a jerk. And if you asked and she said yes, that's different. But the fact that you went to your mom's house without your mom knowing, and then you go into the closet, and then you use your sister's wedding dress. I mean, this isn't a little black dress that you're wearing as a guest. This is you getting married, and this is her old wedding dress. So I completely think that she's a jerk for doing this. And it's just the fact that she did not ask. Ah, that hurts.
That's what gets you. Yeah. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So pick your battles in life. Like, it's not going to make or break, like, your total existence in life. Like, I've had similar things with my family, not about a wedding dress, but other instances, the same thing, where I'm also the public enemy. And I, like, it doesn't matter. Like, pick your battles. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Like, it's just, let her, it's no big deal. Like,
so you think she's justified and her sister is the one that's making a big deal out of nothing?
Absolutely. Oh, I think she's justified.
Thanks.
Sorry, Steph.
Don't be sorry. We all have different opinions.
Thanks, Jessica. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, good morning. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
I think she should have at least asked about the dress. I mean, we all save mementos for memories. And, it's just common decency to ask first.
Yeah, I agree with that with you guys. However, I will say, like, I go into my mom's closet and they're filled with things from me, my sister. And there's times where, you know, I go home, I didn't pack enough. I'm like, I need a sweatshirt, and I grab one. Yeah. And it's my sister's and I wear it. Now, there's a big difference between a sweatshirt and a wedding dress. I personally, if my sister did that to me and she wore my wedding dress that was just sitting in there, I would actually be honored. I'm like, wow, that dress looked great on you. So I kind of feel like maybe the sister's just being very territorial.
Maybe.
Would it have been nice to have been asked? Yeah, you probably should have. But I don't think you're a jerk. I don't think you're justified either. I think you're right in the middle of that one. We're getting some texts here. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
But why did she post the pictures on Instagram?
Like, maybe she didn't. Maybe someone else posted them. I don't know. That's a good question. Like, she made it sound like she was outed by Instagram. Yeah. So I don't know. Let's see what we're seeing here on social media. Brizzy says 100% jerk. A wedding dress is special to someone's special day, and the fact that she had a special one made for her day, all you had to do was pick up the phone and ask. Everyone is saying, you're a jerk. How can you feel so entitled to use something that isn't even yours? Mm-hmm. This one says, I'm not a sentimental person, but I would never, ever have worn my sister's wedding dress. It's not yours, and it's not for you to decide that it's a big deal and just a dress. So the consensus here is that you are also public enemy number one. I think I'm the only one in Jessica who kind of sort of see where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's a little bit hard, Anonymous.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.